Hi, everyone. Welcome to a mini episode. So many of you know, Tim Wilson and I were out at Adobe Summit recently, and we're here at the tail end of the conference, and we've seen and heard a lot this week. And so we're going to sit down, talk about it with each other for a few minutes. We're calling it our hot takes.
It's like the first time I've seen you for an extended period of time, like more than 60 seconds.
Well, and my hope is that we can extend this to other conferences. Like if Google does a conference later this year, we'll have a chance to do something a little similar. But a lot of exciting things at Adobe Summit. Tim, what's your first hot take?
Well, Summit is massive, so I haven't been here since I think this is the third one in Vegas, and the last one I was at was the last one in Salt Lake City. So the stat I heard early on and then was repeated a couple of times was 13,000 attendees, which on the one hand, it was kind of awesome that I kept bumping into people that I knew. So I wound up seeing a lot of people, but it also meant that something I think people have complained or at least commented on for a number of years is, you know, as an analytics guy, and yeah, it's cool that all these different things kind of integrate with analytics, but I mean, AEM seemed to be like just everywhere. Experience Manager, their CMS.
Yeah.
So lots of conversations were with people who were kind of operating in a totally different realm from where we are.
Yeah, absolutely. It's not just analytics people, it's marketers, it's technology. So it's, you know, even some creative cloud people are here. So yeah, you get a lot of crossover.
Which seemed kind of funny that, I mean, they've been sort of pushing, and this was kind of the really big splash with, you know, Sensei, kind of their AI.
Bowdoin Sensei.
Yeah. So the fact that it was interesting, and I had done a little bit of research trying to lead up to the conference, and I think it will be surfaced in analytics in various ways, but my general impression was most of the demos were literally around Sensei operating in other platforms, and my kind of cynical take is, well, those are kind of sexier demos, even if they're not likely. That technology is going to make itself kind of known, but it's probably going to be in ways that really don't necessarily show as well on a 27 screens that are 50 yards across each.
Right. Certainly, I had a lot of conversations this week about sort of Adobe's go-to-market strategy and some of their roadmap items for launch. We're
being the next iteration of their tag manager.
Yeah, the Adobe Dynamic Tag Management is getting an upgrade. It's called Launch. There's some really cool features about it. But yeah, I certainly saw a lot of interest and activity there. I think it's still really early because very few companies are using it so far. So it's hard to know exactly kind of what's going to be the killer feature or the thing that's sort of like, yeah, this is really what differentiates it. That being said, there's a lot of cool stuff you can do. And in theory, the extensibility of that platform really lends itself to some long-term, like really positive things for tag management in any case.
I hope my manager doesn't hear me say this, but it's funny the way you just articulated it, I feel like is where most attendees were, and even I sort of still feel like I am. That is, a tag manager, I get. Extensibility is generally a good thing, but what's it really do in that? So I don't know, you can't answer.
The answer to that is, what do you want it to do?
Right, exactly, is exactly where, and I feel like there were Adobe people I talked to who were much more excited about, is somebody going to build this extension? Can you guys build this extension? And I still find myself flailing a little bit of saying, what problem is it solving, or what capability is it adding? And it's I think it's a challenge for Adobe a little bit to say, you know, why do you need this? And it's not kind of a because it does X. It's one of those where it's like, oh, well, it does whatever you want it to. It's like, well, I don't want to do anything.
At the same time, with that uncertainty comes an acknowledgement, de facto acknowledgement by Adobe, that they no longer are trying to control exactly how you do this. And that, right, I think, is like the positive to the negative there. Which is, Adobe's kind of like, before we told you everything about how to use these tools, like, and you only could use them our way. And then, like, I mean, think about people who've made whole careers twisting Adobe Analytics into the right shape to work for the use cases that people have.
Which is funny. I mean, that the one of the last sessions I went to, the Analytics Rockstars session, I would say that was basically six people presenting kind of 12 different sort of tips. And I would say four of them were hacks of Analysis Workspace. But that makes sense, actually, the opening it up, because on the one hand, I think Adobe may still have a little bit of an identity problem, because there was talk about new ways to bring stuff into Analysis Workspace and new ways to say there's going to be this data science workspace, which I'm going to take that with a monster grain of salt. But at the same time, they're also talking about and getting data out is going to be faster. So their API is getting, the reporting API is getting an overhaul. So,
which is exciting.
And I suspect there are a lot of vigorous debates inside of Adobe, because they're really trying to serve two different audiences. The ones who are like, we're all in on the cloud and all this integrated suite and being able to share this customer stuff across everything. And then there are legitimate needs for people saying, no, you're a fantastic, you know, data collection, or I want to use your this other tool, but I want to be able to freely move data back and forth between it. And I think, kind of reflecting, it seemed like both of those sides were on display.
Yeah. And it's hard to know, like, how real Sensei is for real. It's definitely there in some places, but not, like, ubiquitous yet across Adobe's entire customer base. But I think they're moving there pretty quickly.
And then maybe that is the, if the more they can say, you know, I'm skeptical when they say, oh, we'll just do this stuff with your data, when it's pivoted instead to say, this is a framework and architecture that you can give it a little bit of guidance and then have it do something with your data. But again, a lot of those Sensei examples were kind of Creative Cloud type stuff where I'm like, well, that's cool, but you know.
Auto tags all your assets and stuff like that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, one thing that I think leverages Sensei was something that was talked about in one of the main sessions. So Eric Matisoff, who's an evangelist at Adobe, did a couple
of
fan demos
of the, is it the San Francisco 49ers?
Yeah, I can't. No, it's got New England Patriots, maybe?
Maybe it's the Patriots,
yeah. Yeah, that's got
to
be it.
It was, he was pretty bummed about the loss of the last Super Bowl. Sorry, Eric. Eric came on stage with 13,000 people and made it abundantly clear that he was an Eagles fan, so, which
Eagles
is awesome.
Fan. Yeah. No, but one of the things he demonstrated was this attribution capability inside of Analytics that they're building. And what was interesting to me, I remember back in 2008, I was sitting down with my Adobe rep at the time, like a customer, I don't know, account manager, I guess. And I told him, I was like, if you guys can make attribution dead simple for people, that would be a really big deal. And that's sort of what came back into my head was, it's not like the do-all attribution, kind of like magical, like fairy dust, suddenly you know how to spend all your dollars, but at least you can compare your attributions side by side in near real time and like go figure out, okay, I see what my marketing attribution is doing when I put it and look at it in these two categories.
So you are so, you're so nice, because I looked at that and said, once again, and it's happened on both sides.
It's not
that, no. That is literally what Google rolled out 4 or 5 years ago, right? So a knock with the data, and we're still talking just heuristic, right? And somebody said, well, how is, because the session that I did with Trevor Paulson, where he got deep into the data feed, and one of his examples was attribution, and one of them was comically almost a similar thing. Let's compare all these different attribution types. So he'd already built it, you know, 6 months ago. But a knock with Adobe saying we had first touch and last touch, and so now they're saying, oh, well, you can look at linear or time decay, and it needs to be there, and I strongly support people, comparing more of those models.
Completely get it, and certainly don't mean to like say that Adobe was the first to ever think of this. Not at all. It's more that it's taken them a long time. It's not like they didn't care about this, but it's taken a long time for them to have the capability to do even this level of simple, which is not really the most advanced you could get, I guess. And certainly, I think they'd agree with that.
Yeah. And you never know. Like, you see these things.
It speaks to how hard the problem is to solve, maybe.
Yeah, every time I see those things, and I'm like, I suspect there's fundamental improvements to something architecturally that probably make a whole lot of things better. And again, they're in the challenge of what can they stand up? Because I'm sure there are a bunch of content management people who are saying, well, good Lord, we had to listen to people talk about analytics and what who gives a shit about attribution, right? Yeah. So I recognize it's tough.
But this is the digital analytics power hour.
Yeah. Well, and I did manage to make it to Unsummit, right? Kind of the anti... It's not anti-summit by any means. David McBride puts it on.
Yeah,
and it's
really
kind
good.
Of meant to be a small practical tips, not with this layer of product. And that's... I've only gone to two of those. But those are always kind of... It's almost like the calm before the storm because they're the day before the main conference starts. And you're like, oh, cool. I get to hang out in sort of a relaxed environment and have sort of an intimate... sharing of knowledge, and then next day you're, you know, being bombarded with sensory overload. So,
yeah, and certainly we've met a couple fans of the show, and that was awesome. So that's one of my hot takes.
Yeah,
I mean, chance to meet some people.
There were people,
pretty cool
people I've known, like I like Gigi Geiger, who I've known but haven't seen her in years, and a nice discussion with her, and Carrie Adcock, who been in like contact with her, and Cleve Young's always good to see. David McBride.
Yeah, absolutely.
Nina Kirkpatrick. So, yeah, basically, I'm just, you know, people who are big fans of the show. It's funny, a couple of them were like, oh, I tell people about the podcast all the time. So thank you for that.
Yeah. Well, apparently the podcast made it into a session that Rusty Romer did.
Yeah.
How to build your analytics team.
And of course,
listen to the podcast.
And somebody pointed out that I neglected to mention it in my session, so awesome. Not good.
at least we had some PR going on.
Yeah.
Anyway, that'll do it for our little mini episode. It's been fun. We look forward to doing it again, hopefully at a Google conference later this year.
And I'm going to go take a nap.
There we go. Signing off.